As women, it's pretty common to have some insecurities around our stomach areas. This may be because of weight gain, having children, or even hormonal changes in our bodies. Because of this uncomfortable kind of trouble area that almost all of us women have, I hear a lot of women say that they will shop for themselves once they lose the weight, especially around their stomach area. But here's the thing. You don't have to wait until you're at your ideal weight to look and feel confident in your clothes. Tune in today to hear how you can dress your right now body and feel more confident in the clothes you're wearing, even if you're a little self-conscious about your stomach. Hey, professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion Podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashley Anna, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine. Are you sick of settling when it comes to your wardrobe? Are you among the 62% of women who rages at her wardrobe because most of your closet doesn't fit your right now body or lifestyle? Do you feel guilty about your body and worry that nothing looks good on you? Are you tired of riding the disorienting hamster wheel of what's trending? And are you tired of wondering what styles actually look good on your right now body and with your God-given beauty features? Are you ready to learn once and for all how to sort through the chaos of your closet and the never-ending clothing, jewelry, accessories options at the store? If your answer is yes, I'm inviting you to the only style training event that gives all the glory to God. In this workshop, you'll be among other professional Christian women who are ready to ditch their overstuffed closets and low confidence for a closet with less clothes, more outfits, and a confidence in the beauty God has given you. It is called Bold Faith and Fashion Core Style Training. Feel confident in your clothes. It's a one-day workshop, and it's happening live April 4th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. When you register before March 28th, you will receive your free ticket to my workshop and access to special early bird bonuses like my brand new 4-core style guide and my 5-minute Sunday best outfit guide. Both of these guides are short and simple, to the point, with visuals to help you save time getting dressed and to help you thoughtfully eliminate pieces in your wardrobe that are not serving you. If you're looking for a faith-centered styling system with truth-based support to ensure your wardrobe has zero useless pieces and your self-confidence is Christ-centered, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/getdressedfast, all lowercase, to RSVP for the workshop. And I'll see you inside. This topic of feeling insecure around the tummy, stomach, midsection area is so near and dear to my heart. So as a Stitch Fix stylist, it is very interesting how tactful we are asked to be when we are talking about highlighting areas that women love to show off and low lighting or camouflaging areas that women are self-conscious about. We were asked not to use terms like flattering or even the word camouflage or hide. We were really asked to avoid that all together. And a lot of that has to do with not making women feel shame around specific parts of their body, right? However, as I was thinking about this title and this subject and how I could really tell you what exactly we were talking about in this episode, I really feel like camouflage is an okay word, although some of you may disagree. And of course, I would love your feedback because I'm always willing to learn and tweak and really make you all feel the most confident in your right now body that I absolutely can. I think low lighting is another great way for us to talk about the areas that we either want to camouflage for the purpose of, hey, it's not 100% what I would like it to be, or if we're trying to be more modest, right? We low light areas that we don't want to stand out for the sake of modesty. So as Christian women, we have two different ways in which we can think about camouflaging or low lighting different areas of our body. So number one is for the purpose of camouflaging or drawing the eye away from areas that we just aren't particularly comfortable with. And number two is for the sake of modesty. And where number one can become an issue is if you are focusing so much on these areas of your body that you do not like, that it's starting to, or that it results in you sabotaging yourself through negative self-talk, through punishment to yourself in an external way, whether it's only buying cheap on-sale clothes that you kind of like, or always putting off buying things that you actually need. That's where that becomes a problem. Where it can be healthy to draw attention away from areas that you're not super comfortable with is when you have given yourself the permission to accept that your body has changed, because there are going to be some things that won't change or ever be the way they were before, or if there are things that you are wanting to take action steps to change through becoming healthier, both in mind, body, and spirit, then those are two different types of mindsets that are healthy and where I would say we want to land as Christian women in bodies that are not our new glorified bodies, our resurrection bodies, right? So that being said, let's focus today on the tummy area, because for many of us, myself included, this is an area that does become much, much different as you age, and especially if you have had children. So in my case, I have had 3 C-sections. Now, it's really cool. If you are a C-section mama, the lovely apron tummy that we tend to have because of having C-sections is actually something you can work on through not only diet and exercise, but also it's lymphatic massage. And this lymphatic massage is something that you can do yourself. And I think you can probably look up some videos on YouTube. I have a couple of videos that I got from a paid program, but this actually helps to reduce the amount of actual inflammation and puffiness that surrounds the area and scar tissue. It helps to massage the scar tissue. So there are things that even you as a C-section mama can do to help alleviate your C-section tummy. And that's my journey right now, is I am working on my diet and my exercising, and I'm doing some of those different massages. And I know that that's going to take some time. And I'm really not necessarily doing this because I'm expecting to have a flat stomach by any means. I just am doing it mainly because I know that I will feel better. And where it's become a healthy thing for me is I'm not focused on the actual visual result. I'm focused on how strong, my core feels, and I'm also focused on reducing the amount of pain that sometimes occurs around my C-section area. So I'm focusing on things that I know are important. Not that the visual aesthetic of my stomach being flatter and less round isn't something that I won't enjoy, but the reality is I just don't think it's healthy for us as women to really focus on that, because it can be really self-defeating. And then it also is more of an external surface motivation. It's not something that lasts very long, and there's a minimal amount of grace that you can give to yourself when it's all visually driven, especially because as women, even if you do eat well, even if you are strong in your core and you do all the things right, there are going to be certain times in the month that you become bloated. Or if any of you are like myself, maybe you enjoy bread and you eat bread and then you get a little bloated. You know, there are certain things, like if I'm focused on how my stomach looks all the time, then it becomes consuming. And then we go into that negative thought pattern, and we don't want to do that. All that to say, here are the three modern clothing items that you can add to your wardrobe right now that will help you feel so much more confident and so much more comfortable in your clothes, even if you have a tummy that you're not comfortable with right now. This is my number one, and you would be surprised how many women, and maybe this is you, do not have a pair of shapewear, high-waisted underwear briefs. My favorite brand is Honeylove. I have tried lots of brands, including Spanx, and there's another one that was really popular that I can't remember the name of right now. And I've also tried some at just my retail stores, my local retail stores, and my favorite is the Honeylove brand. The brief is what I recommend. I will put a link in the description box. This is not an affiliate link. This is just so that if you want to search their website, you can look there for shapewear that makes you feel more confident in your clothes. You guys, this is probably, no matter what weight you're at, this is probably the thing that most women are missing from their wardrobe to feel more confident in their clothes. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, I hate wearing stuff like that because it makes me really hot and it makes me really sweaty. But here's the thing. A lot of shapewear now, especially if you have not purchased shapewear in a while, either absorbs sweat or is breathable. And so I would say just try Honeylove, see if you like it. They even if you're not sure your size, if that makes you feel nervous because you're like, I wouldn't even know what size to order, they have a quiz on there that you can take. It takes all of your measurements and it helps you figure out exactly what size you need. It was accurate for me and I think that you're going to love it. It also has tanks and bodysuits if you have a special event and you need a specific bodysuit for say backless dress or something of that nature. This company also has those kinds of pieces. So this is my number one tip, because this is how you wear your updated items and you don't have to really buy new clothes. You can just feel better in the ones you already wear when you invest in shapewear. Number two, really up your outerwear game, especially in the cooler weather months. Even if you're a person, I'm talking to you in Core Style 1, who happens to throw off your outerwear pieces because you just want the freedom to move, or you like things to be lightweight, or you don't like things to be too heavy, that I still think that you can and should find pieces that are lightweight enough, even if they're 3/4 sleeve, or even if you invest in things that are sleeveless to keep it more light. If you have outerwear pieces like blazers, jackets, vests, and cardigans that fit you well, that hit you correctly, then these types of pieces really help to camouflage a tummy, and they also help your look to be more stylish and more visually attractive and appealing. So if you don't already have a great selection of outerwear, this would be something that I would really highly recommend you pop into my Facebook group about and ask me about it. And three, so this is kind of more of a fit thing, but it's definitely something you can go out and buy and look for. It is a top that you don't have to tuck in. So be on the lookout for tops that have a straight fit or that slightly come out or that slightly flow away from the stomach area. And I'm not talking about things that are too flowy, although some of you, I'm looking at you in core style too, really love those kinds of pieces, but most of us core style 1, 3, and 4 are not really looking for that. But if you find a straight fit that slightly flows away from the stomach area, that will also be very, very flattering, and you're going to feel really good in that. And just make sure that the top isn't too long, because if it's too long, then it actually starts to make your torso look longer, and it can actually visually accentuate a tummy. Lastly, this is not a clothing item, so this is a bonus. There are a lot of women who have what's called anterior pelvic tilt. This is actually a posture issue. So if you work on your posture, then you will actually look slimmer simply by having better posture. Now this particular thing that I have pointed out, this anterior pelvic tilt, is actually where your back is kind of in a C shape and your stomach is actually poking out. This is the most common posture problem among women, because a lot of women have a weak core, weak glutes, and their hip flexors are tight. So I'm going to leave a little YouTube short that shows you a couple of stretches and exercises you can do if you want to work on your posture. So I hope today's tips have helped you to go from stressed to get dressed to blessed to get dressed. And remember, you are so beautiful. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in who you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.